Hi everyone, welcome to the Gatekeeper Conversations, to the next episode. This is Natalie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Just building a little bit upon the previous episodes, as we start to cultivate more awareness and we've kind of fleshed out these questions and answered, how do I feel currently in terms of body, mind, heart and soul, and how do I want to feel this future state, body, mind, heart and soul, we find ourselves with a gap. And this question of how to navigate from one state to the next state. And this is where a very, very important part of the spiritual journey will unfold. That your path is your path, and no one else can navigate the path in the same way as you. That it is a completely unique path, and it could look vastly different from one person to the next. And often upon starting to walk upon this path, we will learn to go through an enormous state of surrender, of really letting go, of stepping into the unknown and letting spirit guide us, letting our intuition guide us. And this may not always be smooth sailing. Often it can be quite bumpy. Almost pioneering into unknown territory, particularly in current times where we are definitely stepping away from known paradigms and stepping into something completely new. We're forging something new. And many of us are being called upon to follow the calling of our heart, to follow the calling of our soul, and to bring that into being. And this is why, as I've mentioned before in early episodes, why it's so important to have your foundations, to have a sense of your values. Because these are the things that are going to hold you firm as you navigate moving waters. These are the anchors that you can use to steady yourself. And of course, it's going to look a little different from one person to the next, but there will be common truths. And as you step onto your path, and as you ask for assistance, assistance is going to come to you in the most remarkable ways. If I reflect upon my own journey, assistance has really come through to me in the most unexpected and beautiful ways, just by surrendering to the process and letting go of what I knew before. And it's been a very long process of letting go of going through ego deaths, let's say, dark nights of the soul, being humbled again and again, becoming used to the unknown, becoming more comfortable with the unknown. I'm not completely comfortable with it yet. It's certainly not something that comes overnight. But as I find myself being supported again and again, your trust and your faith starts to solidify, and the path starts to become a little clearer. And every time that you overcome difficulty, you bounce back a little quicker, kind of knowing that everything is going as it should. And so it's very important to take moments to cultivate moments of stillness, to listen, to observe, to see what signs, what messengers are being sent to you. And this is where a spiritual practice comes in very handy, and it can look different from one person to the next. Meditation is often the one that is proposed. But if that's difficult for you, perhaps you just start with the breath, just breathing in and out and feeling that move through your body. and then cultivating that into something deeper. Perhaps it's just walking around a park, or if you have something more, a more wild form of nature available to you, taking moments to walk and to listen and to observe what comes across your path. Perhaps it's journaling and just asking yourself questions and seeing what answers come through to you throughout the day. And so it's great to, there's such an enormous amount of information out there, and we're almost flooded by opinion. There's a lot of spiritual, quote-unquote, leadership unfolding, a lot more people stepping onto the path, but this in itself can be quite confusing. One has to draw the line between resonance and then becoming overwhelmed with information. It's like we want to tap into a community. But for me personally, I am not a fan of the guru mindset. I'm very much a fan of tapping into our own inner guru, forming communities, finding allies. I do believe in a level of leadership, but I feel like leadership is more from a place of service and asking questions and listening, rather than the very traditional ways of leadership that have unfolded for us before. And this is, I'd say, a lot of the reason why we find ourselves in these tricky times. We have insufficient leaders. We have leaders that do not listen, leaders that have forgotten their own service to humanity, to the planet, to the universe, and to something greater. And so we must tap into something greater within ourselves and step up. So your path is your path. No one else can walk it for you. No one else can walk it in the way that you can walk it. But every footstep planted in front of the other will become more and more solid. So wherever you are in your journey, whether it's just beginning, whether you're a seasoned traveler, I encourage you to step into your path and to call in the allies, to call in the help, and to surrender into the process. And surrendering to the process does not mean that there is not awareness. It does not mean that you just throw yourselves into a pit of snakes. Perhaps some people are called to that. Perhaps that is their path and they will know. But take some time to listen to the messages as to where you need to go. Well, I wish you a beautiful evening, a beautiful day, wherever you are. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.